USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A CDC panel is giving the thumbs up to kids between 12 and 15 years old to get the Pfizer COVID-19 booster shots. The committee voting 13-1 to recommend the boosters at least 5 months after the children have received their second vaccine dose. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is expected to quickly sign off on the committee's blessing, and the shots could be available for adolescents as early as this week. The White House is touting efforts to clear supply chain gridlock.
The president has taken such aggressive action to alleviate these blockages, and we've seen significant progress.
Supply chain advisor John Pucari saying key ports are making great strides in relieving bottlenecks, adding holiday shopping season was record-breaking. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Trust, maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
President Biden is heading to Colorado on Friday to view damage caused by recent wildfires. Wildfires destroying nearly 1,000 homes and damaging over 100 others. A new election and voting rights package is stalled in the Senate due to a Republican-led filibuster. Democrats say the bill is needed to protect America's democracy and is being touted as a counter to voting restrictions in red states. Some Democrats have also used the Capitol riots last January 6th as a reason to pass the new bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky says he doesn't like that strategy.
It is surreal to hear sitting senators invoke January the 6th to justify breaking the rules to grab outcomes they have not earned.
The 2022 Grammy Awards show, set for later this month, is being postponed due to concerns of surging COVID-19 cases. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi continues to defend rules that allow members of Congress to own individual stocks, batting down concerns that lawmakers could use insider information to juice their portfolios. Pelosi's comments do not fall in line with other Democrats, including Democratic Senator from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren, as she tells MSNBC she's no fan of congressmen and women owning individual stocks and even introduced legislation to ban it.
All of my time in public life, I have not owned individual stocks. I have not traded in them. By the way, President Biden, as a senator and, of course, as president, throughout his career, took the same position, never owned individual stocks. And I have introduced legislation all along to say, senators, folks in the House, people in the administration, cabinet officials, the president, the vice president, federal judges who sit for life, Supreme Court judges, members of the Fed, none of them should be able to trade in individual stocks, because no one should have to guess, well, did they make that decision in order to promote the public interest or in order to promote their own interest?
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.